This is Dr. XH Balthazar. I am broadcasting once again to present my findings from the world of the uncanny. This week I bring to you a series of recordings I received through strange circumstances. Curiously, there was no return address listed. What perplexes me most, however, is that there was no information provided with the tape, no letter or documentation, completely anonymous. Upon listening to the recordings privately, I was astonished at their content. It seems what I have received is a ledger of some sorts from Dr. Lisa Apicella, a former professor of linguistics at Yale University, a document that describes the mysterious Voynich manuscript. Let us begin.
This is Dr. Lisa Apicella. The time is 8:54 p.m. The date is November 16th, 1950. I have recently received my tenure from Yale University, which has afforded me great recognition in the scientific community and thus certain privileges. One such privilege is an exploration of the famed Voynich manuscript, heralded as one of the great discoveries in the world of linguistics. Though, to properly frame my work and begin this study, I feel I should explain the history of the manuscript's legacy. To be brief, a Polish scientist discovered this manuscript from the late 15th century hidden beneath a church in Rapallo, Italy. For over 400 years, no one has been able to decipher a single letter or word in the entire manuscript. However, that will change. I believe I will be able to decipher the book, however, not without a great deal of examination. I have been working silently on this theory of mine in conjunction with my other work and feel that it is ready to be put to use. I have been given access to the original Voynich manuscript by the university, and it is just as magnificent as its reputation precedes. Graciously, they have rewarded me with a month of uninterrupted study, obviously, aside from my courses. I plan to begin study earlier today, but the vellum the manuscript is written on seemed to interact negatively with sunlight. Now, against the darkness, it seems fitting. I am turning open the front cover now. I will record updates in the coming days. November 24th. I have inspected the piece from front to back. One of the key elements found within the manuscript are illustrations. It seems that the author used these illustrations as symbols or even ciphers, synonymous with words or phrases. These lead me to believe that this is some sort of botanist's field guide or some other ancient scientist's journal. The words seem to be more modern than just pictographic images. I fear they might pose a more difficult challenge. Nevertheless, I am excited to proceed. I was prepared to begin my translation last evening, but there is a constant distraction hindering my work. I do not know what joy it brings them to disturb me. They throw objects at my office windows late at night, always, it seems, when I am on the cusp of a breakthrough. Perhaps a couple of students I have been too hard on. I digress. I am going to now mark the similar letters of the author's writing. I feel that I should try to make heads and tails of the alphabet as soon as possible. It will make my life a lot easier as I take down this whole manuscript. It is over 200 pages, so I will need a key to help guide me. damn it! Knock it off! November 30th, 11:32 p.m. I have deciphered 5 letters, but have hit a rut. My system of interpretation seems to be proving very reliable, but I am unable to focus. The banging on my window has not ceased. This has been going on for days now. I've called the authorities, but they cannot track down who it is. They tell me to try and watch out my window to get any sort of identifying features, but each time I stand guard, they never show. It is as if they are watching me all the time. I have lost days from work. I can barely sleep. I need to just relax and take the weekend off. If I can unwind, I will be able to finish deciphering my alphabet. Regardless of these distractions, I have progressed slightly, albeit adding only 2 more letters to the alphabet. The few letters that I was able to decipher yielded a sentence here and there on a few pages. Clearly, this is some sort of scientific journal. But I cannot figure out why this was written or for what purpose this journal was made. It reads scientifically, yet there are some abstract phrases concerning process that make this more complex. I believe it is time for me to get some rest. I will take the weekend and come back to these pages in the coming days. I do not think I have been able to translate a single word. I have not slept in days. The scoundrels have stopped their annoyances, but now I fear that there is some sort of animal living in my walls. Sounds like rats or vermin. The sounds are strange. Couldn't be rats now that I'm thinking. I'll have to wait till the morning to speak with the janitorial staff. For now, I must press on. I have not been able to make a single translation further. I fear that my hypothesis has proven wrong. As I mentioned, there are illustrations within that seem to be in line with that of other pictographic languages. However, the language coincides with these symbols in a way that is unlike comparable research. I mistranslated one of the most frequent letters in this book, and it has destroyed everything. I thought that using the system of hieroglyphics and Latin shorthand was the key to deciphering this book, but that is not the case. It has all come apart. I look at this book in front of me now at a loss. All the headway I had made, and now it is as if I'm reading it again for the first time. The inscription must correspond with the symbols in some way. Let's begin again. This has to be done. This has to get done. There must be something. Anything. Damn it! My God! December the 8th, 1950. I have done it! I have translated my first full page. It has offered me so much more than I could imagine. It seems that this text may predate Germanic language entirely. Perhaps similar to Coptic, but from my research, it may be even earlier. I do want to add that this was a challenge of sorts. The whispering or gnawing of that thing has not stopped. But apologies for my rambling. The page reads as follows. Journal concerning death. These pages are the discoveries of many studies into the world around us. What lies within and what lies beyond. Everything inscribed here before is a proven recipe for maladies of the flesh and bone. Tread lightly when circumventing natural order. Clearly, this is some sort of primitive medical journal. My hypothesis is that these strange symbols may represent afflictions and ailments suffered by humanity of the time, though they are often more symbolic rather than literal. My full translation will commence this week, and with luck, I should meet my deadlines. December 11th. It has become clear to me that this manuscript may go far beyond medicine as we understand. I am nearly 3/4 finished with the translations, and the contents are bizarre, to say the least. While initially the manuscript focused on the treatment of diseases, it now seems to have taken a more sinister turn. Long passages seem to concern human sacrifice and ritualistic surgery. There is a word that is consistent throughout, which I have come to understand as summoning or resurrections, though there seems to be very little religious affiliation beyond that. Concerning incantations for living with, no, in death. Concerning incantations for living in death. Here it is. December 15th. 9:45 p.m. This shall be my final recording. I need to end the translation. Perhaps I have done something terrible. I feel like the walls are closing in on me.
That was the final moment of Dr. Lisa Apicella's life. The next morning, a colleague arrived at work and called for Dr. Apicella. When she did not answer the door, he phoned the police. Authorities arrived at Yale University to find Dr. Lisa Apicella dead by what was ruled a self-inflicted laceration to her wrists. Authorities found no signs of forced entry or any foul play. The manuscript was found by a letter decreeing her final wishes. I have contacted Yale University with questions concerning the Voynich manuscript. The only information they are willing to give us is that the volume is no longer in the possession of the university. That's all for this week, listeners. So for now, goodbye and good night.